Yes, there are a lot of hungry men and women out there wanting sex. But once they're married, after a few years, other things become more important, and sex is overlooked. The primary reason for this loss of interest is that men feel rejected, and women don't feel romanced or understood in the relationship. When he feels he has to wait all the time for his partner to be in the mood for sex, he eventually loses his desire and doesn't even know why. When this happens, the pendulum swings the other way, and he wants sex less than she does. Quite commonly, the woman begins to panic. She begins to miss sex and wants it more. The more she wants it, however, the more he seems to lose his desire for it. Her desire for more sex becomes a message that he's not good enough. Her desire for more sex becomes a message that he's not providing enough. Whatever desire he still has is quickly turned off. He begins to feel like he has to perform for her. Women already understand how performance pressure can numb their own arousal. With men, it's 10 times greater. A man cannot fake his arousal like a woman can. If he's not getting hard and erect, it's very clear that he's not getting into it. Many couples just give up at this point. The woman can sense the embarrassment he feels and backs off. She doesn't know what to do. If she talks about it, he generally feels blamed, and if she makes sexual moves, he just feels more tired and is not in the mood. Fortunately, there are skills a woman can apply when her partner's not in the mood, as we'll see from David and Sue's example. At one point in their relationship, David and Sue found that she began to want sex a lot more than he did. At first, David happily responded when she initiated...